Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Robert.
Robert says, hey guys, I'm a senior in college and working on my law school applications for fall of 2023. I'm getting stumped with the personal statement, though I'm sure lots of people do. My struggle is that I feel I have lived an ordinary life. I don't think I have done anything extraordinary in my life that can make me stand out in my applications. Robert, that's also true of everyone else who's applying. We are all unique in a completely trivial way, which is, you know, everybody's got different experiences and essentially they're all the same.
Yep.
Robert continues, I've read tons of sample letters online and actual letters from other students, all highlighting pretty significant things they have done. For example, founding a nonprofit for refugees, overcoming addiction and helping others overcome addictions, starting a business, etc. How can I make my ordinary life events stand out to law schools to strengthen my applications?
I have a couple of things to say here. First of all, half of these essays that you've read online are either completely false and made up, or they have some truth, but maybe they've been embellished, or maybe they're actually true, but they are the few select ones that made it online and were shared around because they were so fucking amazing. So don't stress yourself out about them. Second, your personal statement does not matter. So stop trying to make it amazing. Just tell a simple story of you working hard on something. That's all you have to do. Just make it presentable so that it doesn't keep you out of law school. Don't rely on it to get you into law school.
Yeah. You kicking ass on any project, and it does not have to be founding a nonprofit for refugees. Overcoming addiction, I don't even think is a very good topic because you're bringing up something pretty negative about your past. You only have a few minutes to talk to these people. Talking about addiction is maybe not what you want to spend that time on.
Yep.
No matter how glorious your
recovery
rising from the ashes is, I might just talk about the shit, cool shit you've done, not talk about like how hard it was to get to that point. I wanted to say something about the starting a business thing. It, as someone who has started a business, when we look back at it, like, I guess I'm proud of it, but it's not really like it. You look back at it and you go, oh, it's just my life. That's just what happened. It's just my life. It's not like I don't feel like I did anything extraordinary. It's just, sure. I went down the path of like, here's stuff that seems like I'm good at. I'm going to keep doing kind of more of that.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of businesses fail, right? A lot of people suck at starting.
I failed in multiple businesses before I ever, or, you know, I had like, oh, well, let's try with a buddy, like, oh, let's try this or let's try that. And like, shit doesn't work. It's just, it's not like this unbelievable accomplishment, Robert. It's just that I tried some shit and it kind of worked. Well, you've tried some shit in your life and it's kind of worked. You've had jobs or you've had school and in like connections or activities, things you've been involved in. So just like, what's a problem you solved?
Yep.
Talk about you like winning, I guess. And it doesn't have to be winning the Super Bowl, right? It can be winning any mundane thing in life.
We've read personal statements from people who solved a filing system problem at their law firm.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great filing system. They figured out how to make it better and they did that. And they wrote about that. Great.
You can just be yourself, write about ideally something, you know, as a senior in college. That is tough. I mean, it's a good argument for a gap year, right? Like you can work a little bit. You can grow up a little bit. You can have more interesting life experiences to write about in your personal statement.
Sure. I mean, it's a benefit of a better personal statement is a benefit of taking a gap year, although that's not the reason to take a gap year
because the personal statement,
it doesn't matter. You really got to get that in your head, Robert. You're freaking out about this because you think it's more important than it is.
I hope you're done with your LSAT, Robert, because none of us should be talking about this if you're not done with your LSAT. Like your LSAT needs is the LSAT's the thing that's going to really, really move the needle here. And so focusing so much on especially these sample letters online, you know, or actual letters from other students. Yeah, you don't know how actual those. This is some like George Santos type of bullshit, right? I mean, we're in this world now where people completely fabricate their backgrounds. Don't worry about it, man. Like, how many people apply to law school every year, Ben?
35,000 or so. Yep.
35,000, Robert. They are not all like, you know,
these savants. Yeah.
They're not, they're just not all amazing stories. In fact, the vast majority of them are not amazing at all. It's totally mundane. It's just like, hey, here's me doing well at something.
Yeah.
Thanks, Robert.
Yeah.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.